I want to share with you today some thoughts that the Holy Spirit of God brought to mind in my Bible reading this morning in the book of Genesis, chapter 35. In our life, there are many heartaches that we encounter and that we experience along life's pathway. Jacob had returned from Laban and had come back home again. And as he was traveling back home and about to complete his journey, we read in Genesis 35 and verse 8, "But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak." Heartaches. Life is full of heartaches. And there we read about Deborah dying. And then if you'll notice verse 16, "They journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath, and Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. She was carrying a baby, and she was having very hard labor." Verse 17, "And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, 'Fear not, thou shalt have this son also.' And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin." Heartaches. Just in a short time, Deborah died. Now Rachel died, Jacob's favorite wife, that he labored for many years, for 14 years, for her to be his wife. And now she has died. And then in verse 29, we read, and verse 27, "Jacob came unto Isaac his father, unto Mamre, unto the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. And the days of Isaac were 180 years, or 180. And Isaac gave up the ghost, and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of years." Here again, within just a short time, we see that now Jacob's father passes away. And isn't it amazing how tragedy after tragedy after heartache comes along, and life is full of hard and difficult experiences that bring heartache and sorrow into our lives. It all began back in a beautiful paradise, a paradise where there was no heartache, a paradise where there was no sorrow, where there was no pain, where there was no suffering, where there was no grief, where there was no heartache. It was a beautiful paradise in which God had placed the first man, Adam, and his wife, Eve. In their beautiful marriage relationship, they had no problems. They had no differences. They had no conflict. They had no struggle in their marriage because there was no sin. It was a beautiful relationship that they enjoyed with each other. And they enjoyed walking and fellowshipping with God in person, for He would come to visit with them in that beautiful paradise, the garden called Eden. But one day, you remember how Satan used a beautiful creature called the serpent to deceive Eve, to disobey God, and led Eve to partake of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which God had told them not to partake of, for in the day that they ate of it, they would surely die. But you remember how Eve was deceived, we're told in 1 Timothy. But she gave to her husband after she had taken of it, and he also, knowing he was doing wrong, partook of the fruit. And as a result, by one man, sin came into the world, and death passed upon all men, because all have sinned. By one man's disobedience, even Adam. Beloved, influence is something every one of us have. And how you use your influence, how you make choices and decisions, the impact it will have on others can be far-reaching. The whole human race is in trouble and suffering heartache and grief and sorrow and pain because of one decision that one man made to disobey God. And so the heartaches of life became a reality. Because of Adam and Eve's sin, when God came, they began the game of hide and seek. They hid from God, and He began to seek and look for them. You recall they'd never known what death was until sin entered in, and death, and heartache, and sorrow, and regret, and guilt, and fear, and all the many things that sin causes became a reality. God in mercy drove them out of the Garden of Eden lest they eat of the tree of life and live forever in their sin. God in an act of mercy sent them forth from the Garden of Eden. You remember they had two sons. One was named Cain, the other was named Abel. Cain decided he'd make an offering to the Lord, but he took of that which he had grown. He was a farmer, and he had beautiful crops, and he took of what he had produced and offered it on an altar to God. But God could not accept it, because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness, no remission of sin. His brother Abel was a shepherd, and he took one of the lambs, and he killed the lamb and shed the blood and offered it on an altar as a sacrifice to God. God was pleased with Abel's sacrifice, but he would not accept Cain's because Cain did not come God's way. He came his own way. And thus Cain, in a fit of anger, rose up and killed his brother Abel. Heartache. Oh, the heartache that Adam and Eve knew. And it all began because of their sin and their disobedience to Almighty God. Oh, they knew much more heartache because other heartaches of sin became a reality in their life as they lived for many, many years upon the earth. And so by one man, sin entered into the world, and death came by sin, and heartache, and sorrow, parting and grief, turmoil and anguish, problems in the family, problems among husband and wife, problems with the children, and heartaches became a reality. And so we see here in Genesis chapter 35, within a short period of time, Jacob had much heartache. He lost Deborah, he lost Rebekah, and he lost his father Isaac. All within a short period of time. Heartaches. Oh, beloved, this world is full of heartache. It's full of pain. It's full of sorrow. It's full of suffering. It's full of regret and heartaches. Oh, you know, and I know the heartaches we've had because of the things we've done that brought disgrace and dishonor upon the name of our Lord, and the regret for the sins that we've committed and the things that we did that we wish we could undo, but it's too late, and it brings heartache and sorrow and guilt. But, beloved, there is an answer. That answer we know today is in the Lord Jesus Christ. For the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. And the peace of God, which passeth understanding, can become a reality in the life of the individual who puts their faith and trust in Jesus. And despite tragedy, you can have peace. Wonderful peace. I remember when, as I stood at the corner of our house, which had blown away May the 11th, 1954, or it was 1953, and the plumbing of the house was even ripped out of the ground. There was nothing left but the foundation, but the peace of God. Oh, the peace that passed all understanding. I couldn't explain it. I didn't know whether my mother and dad were living or dead. I didn't know what the future held. But the peace of God flooded my soul. And the Lord said, "It's all right, Bob. It's all right. I'll take care of it." And He did, beloved. He took care of it in wonderful, wonderful ways. Oh, the heartache that we suffer along life's pathway, and how our Lord is able to heal and to restore us to peace and joy. I want to sing a song for you. When your heart is aching, turn to Jesus. He's the dearest friend that you can know. You will find Him standing close beside you, waiting peace and comfort to bestow. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. Go to Him today. Do it now without delay. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. He will take your heartaches all away. My life's verse is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. That's why we have heartaches, because when trial and trouble and difficulty comes, we lean to our own understanding and try to figure out, why did this happen and why did that occur? What happened? Why this accident that came along and took away the life of our loved one so unexpectedly? Why? Trust in the Lord. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. If only we would learn to do exactly that. There is joy for every blighting sorrow, sweet relief for every bitter pain. Jesus Christ is still the great physician. No one ever sought his help in vain. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. Go to him today. Do it now without delay. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. He will take your heartache all away. We're all familiar with Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. We may not understand, and the tragedy is not good, but He's able to take the tragedy, and He's able to bring out of it good to His glory, His honor, and His praise. And the reason that all things work together for good are found in verse 29 of Romans 8. And it states that we might be conformed to the image of His Son. That is, that we might become a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ walking here on earth. That others might be able to see Jesus in us and through us. The Apostle Paul went through much heartache. And in the book of 1 Corinthians, he talked about, or maybe it's 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he talked about learning through the heartache that he encountered, the difficulties that he went through, how gracious and how glorious it is to know the Lord. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 that the God of all comfort comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort others who are going through deep valleys of sorrow and trouble and heartache. And so, beloved, the Lord's able to help us in our heartache. And the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12 was privileged to go into the presence of God and see things that man's tongue could not relate. And lest he become filled with pride, God gave him a thorn in the flesh to keep him humble. And Paul asked the Lord to take away that thorn in the flesh, that heartache. But the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient, Paul. My strength is made perfect in your weakness." Paul said, "Therefore, I will glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For when I am weak, then am I strong," because then he would draw upon the strength and power of the Lord. Oh yes, beloved, the Lord's able to take our heartaches, and He's able to turn them into something good for His glory, His honor, and His praise. Jesus understands whate'er the trouble, and He waits to heal your wounded soul. Will you trust His love so strong and tender? He alone can make your spirit whole. Heartaches, take them all to Jesus. Go to Him today. Do it now without delay. Heartache. take them all to Jesus. He will take your heartaches all away. Yes, beloved, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Many things come into our lives that we don't understand, and the Lord says, trust me through that difficulty. Lean not to your own understanding, but I can take it and use it for your good and for my glory. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He'll guide your step. He'll direct your path. God bless you, beloved. Till next time, goodbye.